There have been plenty of debates in the past year that have put GOP members on Capitol Hill at odds with one another, the latest being about earmarks, those funds for specific projects that were slipped into other legislation before they were banned in 2011.
Then last week, President Trump suggested restoring the earmark system. Some lawmakers think earmarks can help move along projects in particular communities that otherwise would not be considered in Washington, while other lawmakers, like Senator Jeff Flake, have always viewed earmarks as a corrupt system of government spending.
We're joined now by Washington Post senior congressional reporter Paul Kane. He's been dissecting this issue. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hey, happy to be here.
So start by telling us, besides the president, who would like to see this system reinstated and why?
There are a lot of lawmakers, a lot of Republicans, a huge majority of Democrats would support having the earmark system come back in some form. But the issue, and a lot of Republicans would as well, because they feel as if it's they can't demonstrate anymore to their constituents what it is that they're actually doing here in Washington. I heard you guys and the governor talking about, you know, they're just waiting for another deadline to try to avoid shutting down the government. We have gone now almost 8 or 9 years without a real big spending bill that had earmarks. Those are sort of this providence that they feel that they have as the congressman from their district, and they know it better than some junior flunky at the Transportation Department office in Independence Avenue in Southwest Washington, D.C. They know that there is a need for some highway interchange, and they feel like they should be able to direct that money to that area. But there is also a lot of heated opposition because of the way the system was so brutally abused last decade.
Paul, is there a way, or has there been talk of maybe trying to set up a way to allow earmarks but maybe not have all the corruption and backroom dealings that came along with them?
Yeah, and that's what there's a hearing going on right now of the House Rules Committee, and they're debating this issue, and they're trying to come up with some ideas on that. And, you know, in the past, it was, you know, the member of Congress had so much discretion that they could steer millions of dollars with basically a simple letter to even private corporations and entities. Those private corporations and entities ultimately always seem to have lobbyists based here in Washington who also seem to always be giving donations to members of Congress at the same time the members of Congress were writing the earmark requests to dole out those millions of dollars to these corporations. So there are some people that are talking about a system whereby you could have members giving out earmarks, but only to public entities. You know, your local water company needs an updated new plant, your local college or your local hospital, those types of entities, legitimate nonprofits. But, people like Jeff Flake and John McCain, who have been fighting this battle for years and years, decades now, really, they believe that once you do that, it's just sort of a gateway drug and you open the door to allow even more mm-hmm. traditional earmarks to come. You just sort of slide this right back into a system where you'll be right back to where you were 10, 12 years ago with members of Congress facing grand jury indictments for corruption related to earmarks.
Right, right. And given that history, what are the odds, do you think, quickly that this could be reinstated?
I think it's really a difficult thing to do in an election year in which Republicans are already running into some serious headwinds to see them to go back on something that was considered an ethical cleanup to try and restore the old, old ways of doing things.
All right. Paul Kane is senior congressional reporter with The Washington Post. Paul, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Happy to do so. Hope you guys are well.